And lo, the Flame Flash returns. Episode 120. And as you can see, we're still settling in to our new home. But it was high time to drop the drought. Speaking of droughts, I'm going to go straight into the Raptor Report. We have a lot of catch-up to do. It feels like I've been living under a rock, based on how much is on the line, ready to go. And we're going to do the Raptor Report catch-up, first off. I can't believe that the last Raptor Report was all the way on August 29th. Shame on me. World of Warcraft was the number one game there. We're going to fly through these. I'm not going to cover every Raptor Report. And that was kind of the last Raptor Report, or would have been, in the old place. September 5th followed. I was shamefully incapable of playing much at all. We were moving, unpacking, unloading, divvying things up. The most gaming I got? 2 hours in Hearthstone. Now, Hearthstone, fantastic. As we will get to in the news, there have been some changes in Hearthstone since the beta originally opened up. Cool. But I love it. It's well worth giving a shot, and the free coins that you can earn through quests, not too shabby. Open two or three packs that way. I did go ahead and put $3 in, you know, get one pack that way. It was a wise choice. That way I get the beta reward hero. I get the beta promotional card. And that was the Raptor Report. Seriously. 2.5 hours. That was it. Play! Play! Okay. So, September 12th, things started falling back into place a little bit better. Raptor decided, hey, let's, rather than redirect everybody to the website, they're going to start sending the full report again in email, which I greatly appreciate. No more going to the website. The oldest son snuck in some Stronghold. I managed to sneak in some Jetpack Joyride and some Luigi's Mansion. Then we have a tiny bit of WoW. Sat back and played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Reshelled with the younger son. Zero Escape, Virtue's Last Reward. Haven't had a chance to play this in a while on the Vita, but it was great to dust the Vita off and enjoy again. It was very great. And I am getting Facebook messages that can wait. And then, of course, more Hearthstone. Now, if you notice, there wasn't a lot of a swing towards WoW, because still settling in. The Mac died, or I would have been back sooner. But the Mac is where I keep all my notes. It's where I keep all my podcast processing programs, and I just didn't have the heart to sit down at my desk and play WoW. In fact, I don't think my desk was set up on September 12th or the week before it. So, a very good reason not to be sitting at my desk playing WoW, eh? But the week following, the official close of the house. So we move in the couch, we move in the beds, put them up, set them up. We move in the desk. Jetpack Joyride shows up, naturally. New Super Mario Brothers U. Do not hand a toddler the gamepad and expect it to turn out well. Yeah. Let's hide the star coins. I see star coins on the screen. Let's make boxes and hide the star coins. Or grab a hold of the gear at just the wrong moment so you miss your jump and fall into the hole. It helps sometimes when she's poking at some of the enemies, except when she bounces them into you. Yeah, that happened. Wii Fit, so I was finally able to return to my regimen of doing Wii Fit a little bit. A little more Zero Escape. Even a tiny bit of Star Wars pinball. So, the kids, once the beds were set up, go sleep in their rooms. And they go to sleep in their rooms, even the 5-year-old and the 2-year-old. Now, before we had moved, the 5-year-old had insisted, I must sleep with mommy and daddy really close to me. Well, we're fulfilling that by going up to their rooms and sitting with them until they fall asleep. But before, he was insisting on laying on the couch to fall asleep. It happens. But we've broken them of that. And they go to sleep in their own beds. Finally, hoo-hoo! And then they sneak in and pee on us in the middle of the night. Can't win them all, I suppose. More correctly, they get me. Because I'm warm. Getting ready for winter. The winter beard is beginning. But the week of the 19th, I finally start to return to WoW. And not a moment too soon. 5.4 hits. It's fantastic. Week of September 26th was chaos. Absolute chaos. I can't remember exactly why at this point, but I only recorded Wii Fit, Magic the Gathering, and a tiny bit of WoW. In the little graphic on the email, we even have a crying computer, so Raptor feels my pain. Now, the bonus here is that the Magic the Gathering portion, I went to the Theros pre-release. The Path of Wisdom. And with the Path of Wisdom, oh, of course, that particular card isn't near the top. You get the Kraken promotional card. And this, that little dude saved my butt in one of the games and made it from a loss to a tie. So I went 2-1-1 in a sealed tournament. It's the best I've ever done. Now, I could have done better because on my final game, I was getting pretty confident. Gave the dude a run for his money. He won by one life. And then, well, I should have mulliganed. I had one mana in hand. My mana curve's nice and low. So I thought I'd be fine with just one mana in hand. I wasn't at all. Not at all. Didn't help that he had a pretty awesome starting hand, but I certainly didn't help myself at all. Last but not least, the week of October 3rd. So, on the normally broadcast days, it's going to be slower. The next podcast has I try to return to my normally regular scheduled program. It's going to be less content, just as we get back on the normal schedule. But in this particular Raptor report, we had Hearthstone, we had Blaze Blue Continuum Shift Extend for the Vita. That game stinks. I mean, holy crap. Literally. It's, you know, a fighting game. Wannabe Street Fighter. And you're doing it wrong. Street Fighter is my pedestal fighter. If you're comparable to Street Fighter, you have to do certain things right. This doesn't. It just fails miserably. I think I need to get around to deleting it still off my Vita, but I've got plenty of space, so I haven't worried about it at the moment. Wii Fit Plus shows back up. I'm really excited about the new Wii Fit U that's coming out. We'll get to that in the news bit. New Super Luigi U! I finally got to play, and yeah, there's that toddler again. Don't give her the gamepad. Please, please, no, don't. Oh. Yeah. Cover the coins! And what makes life worse is New Super Luigi U. Think going from the difficulty of the original Super Mario Brothers to Super Mario Brothers 2, The Lost Levels, the Japanese version, the true version of Super Mario Brothers 2. That is the transition between New Super Mario Brothers U and New Super Luigi U. Difficulty to the extreme. You get your 100 seconds on the clock, and you go. You try to get through the level, get the star coins, and survive. Highly impressed. Just, it's a harder one to play with the family. It'd be better as a solo or run with the older kids kind of game. More Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, arrives. And then I went back to the chute just to try it out again. Played through the second mission, and I came to the annoying discovery that you have to hit a certain point level. You have to do really, really well in one of the two opening levels before another level opens. They are really excitable on Facebook right now. I'm going to have to shut my phone up. But, oops, wrong passcode. There we go. There, now it's quiet. But I have a beef with the chute now. Before, it was a pretty easygoing, fun, cheap-looking arcade shooter. It's the only kind of shooter I really don't mind because it harkens back to the day of the Zapper. You know, the NES light gun. But maybe it's because I hadn't played it in so long, so I didn't remember some of the moves to activate the special abilities. Need to replay through the tutorial, honestly. Rayman Origins for the Vita. So this came out in PlayStation Plus for free. It is such a fantastic platformer. Like New Super Luigi U, and Red Flare even commented on this, it's a game to be played with others who know what they're doing. Not with a five-year-old who wants to turn it into a slapfest. It's like, hey, I can slap mommy around and throw people in holes and float into the hole And no, don't shove that bird off there. I want it to jump. Okay. It just playing it solo is again a night and day experience. And finally, World of Warcraft. Brewfest happened while we were gone. And the oldest son is now a brewmaster title. All he needed was to go kill Direbrew, but then Mists of Pandaria hit a year ago, pushed the level cap up to 90, and holy crap, I can't do it anymore. That was all that was left. Quite put a damper on it. We pushed it harder this last time, I think, because of that, to get to 90. And we did it. Red Flare and I, well, we still need to level our Mage Priest pair. Hoping to do that actually tonight if she still has steam once I get through a little bit more of the podcast. But that's the Raptor Report. A good month's worth of Raptor Report summed up quite nicely. So, what about news? I have been living under a rock for a month. So, what the crap has been going on in the world? Well, in the Blizzard world, World of Warcraft shutters the trading card game, the physical trading card game, shuttered. So, get those cards now. Get those loot cards now. They're going to only go up in value, the unscratched ones. The movie is going to start filming January 13th of 2014. We have the Dawn of the Aspects paperback inbound. You know, I had been ranting and raving about the fact that I wasn't going to buy the digital copy. Here comes a physical copy. Ha ha! We got the 5.4 ending cinematic. The new War Chief is. Drumroll. BlizzCon virtual tickets went on sale. Bought one. Connected Realms started. And it's really weird running across somebody on a Connected Realm. I haven't really seen much benefit to it yet. So either Zangarmarsh was connected to a bunch of tiny little realms that didn't have that many people, or I just haven't been playing in trade chat enough to see all of the extra spam. But right now, I'm either leveling somebody or running dungeons on somebody, trying to catch up. I lost a month of WoW. And it'd be nice to regain it. Proving Grounds. I am a bronze DPS, I am a silver healer, and I am a silver tank. Not too shabby for being a month away, eh? Not too shabby at all. My DPS definitely needs more gear, my warlock, but I'm pretty pleased with my performance as both a tank and a healer. I think with a little more, well, to hit the gear cap on my healer would be a good thing. I think I've hit the gear cap on my tank, but I'm not positive on that. There's a new Hippogriff waiting in the wings. We're not quite sure what it's for, what it's a reward for yet. It's not for BlizzCon, so we'll have to wait and see. I'm kind of hoping it's not for refer a friend because while I have a license laying here ready to use, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to use during, say, the kids' winter break and get good full use out of it as opposed to kicking it in now because I have to if I want the refer friends Mount, the current one. They're also doing some kind of a BlizzCon community choice poll. At this point, because I've been living under a rock, that may be expired. It'll be in the show notes. We have a lot of Blizzard D3 or Blizzard news, actually. I guess that's what happens when I'm not around to say anything. The auction house in Diablo 3 is going to be retired as of March 2014. I've never used it. I've never had a character who could benefit from it. I don't have a level capped character in Diablo 3 quite yet. Console-wise, however, you can now play up to the Skeleton King for free. You just download it on your console of choice, PS3 or Xbox 360. Personally, if we get the console version, I will hold out until we own a PS4 and then buy the PS4 version. Buying the PS3 version just doesn't feel like it makes a lot of sense to me. Now, there's also digital shirts for a dollar. You can go and buy, say, the Diablo logo shirt in either PlayStation Home or the Xbox Avatar store. I understand businesses who charge you for advertising their place of business by you buying a shirt, but these are digital. These are simply reskins of an available t-shirt. I really doubt much labor went in. So why in the world are they charging us a dollar for these? I haven't been able to connect to PlayStation Home in ages, so definitely not buying one myself. Here's the Hearthstone wipe imminent. It's happened at this point. And iPad internal testing for Hearthstone has begun. I'm really curious to see how they pull off BattleNet authentication on the iPad. Really hoping it works on an iPad too. Not one of those fancy Retina displays. BlizzCon tickets, as I mentioned, are on sale. And the ticket rewards have been announced. So you get a Murloc in Crusader armor. You get some kind of Hearthstone card. You get the Diablo 3 banner for Diablo to signify that that next expansion's coming out soon, or sometime next year. And then in StarCraft, you get a new special player icon. Shrug. Wow. The Nintendo 2DS was announced while I was under my rock. Now, I think it's great. I think this is a fantastic idea. Parents, this is the Christmas gift for your younger kids. The younger kids have been wanting to steal yours or their older siblings. Now you can give them a 2DS. You don't have to worry about them breaking the hinge. You don't have to worry about them turning on 3D. Win, win, win. Wii U has suffered a $50 price drop. They needed it. More people should be picking up the Wii U. Just that and the PS. The Wii U is slowly becoming the primary console in my home. Just is. Lots of good Mario games on it. That's part of the reason. The Wii F trial, the free trial for Wii Fit U starts November 1st. I'll be downloading that sucker, that's for sure. Now, how do they get people to pay for it? You go and buy one of the pedometers. The Wii Fit meter, Wii Fit U pedometer. 20 bucks. They're selling Wii Fit U for 20 bucks. Sold. Now, if multiple members of your family want the pedometer, the price goes up. But it's a pedometer, and it's a pretty fancy one at that because it has a gyroscope in it, so it can sense when you're going up and down stairs. It has a thermometer on it. It keeps record of your progress. It has an IR port, which interacts with the gamepad's IR port and updates how many calories you've burned in a day. I could see myself, rather than exercising in the morning, sleeping a little bit longer, getting home, hooking it up, and then seeing how many calories I burn through the day. I probably won't do it that way, but I'll at least stop and look and see how many calories I burned walking around where I work. Or seeing how in the world I survived another Walmart trip. Sports Club announced. So we're bringing the Wii Sports games to the eShop, $10 each. So if you don't like a particular one, if the bowling absolutely drove you nuts, if you don't have a tennis partner, if you just absolutely hate baseball, skip a piece. They're $10 each. They've been updated with HD graphics. There's going to be online functionality, and there's Miiverse support. It makes sense. Gamepad play for Wii U has been enabled. So, you're for Wii games. Go download your update if you haven't already. It came out in the last week. So, we're starting to catch up on modern news. But it's about time. It's a pretty awesome improvement, actually, because it quiets the fervor of, oh, well, I don't want to play, or I don't want to rebuy my virtual console games, but you're also not letting me, Nintendo, play my virtual console games on my gamepad, on my Wii U. And you don't let me go back and put them back on my Wii. This is a way to make them happy. Now, when I have the opportunity, Red Flare and I budgeted it, so we will slowly transition along all of our virtual console purchases. But in the meantime, if I want to play one of them on the gamepad, by golly, I can now. And that's great. The camera, it's ingenious. The camera on the Wii U gamepad acts as the IR sensor. So you can either point it at the TV, like you always do, or you can point it at the gamepad and do it there. Now, if the two are easily within range or vision, it gets confused, naturally. But it's a great new feature. Oh yeah, and USB keyboard support has been added. La-di-da. Sonic has been reconfirmed for Smash Brothers. Now, the oldest went, so? Well, it's not a guarantee that every character that you like from the last game is going to make it into this game. Just look at Capcom versus Marvel for that. Wii production is to end soon, so they're not going to make any more. What they are making are Mario and Luigi themed Wii remotes. What's frustrating is we already own our four, so while it'd be really cool to have these as, say, collector's items, that'd be the only reason to have them. So we probably will skip those. Hey, wow. We're almost through the gaming news. Awesome. I think once we hit the 3DS and finish off Nintendo, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to segment out this epic catch up a little bit. And it's a great news bit to close on for Nintendo and Blizzard and the Raptor Report piece. The Nintendo's own relay points are going to start granting 6 street passes. So hit those area McDonald's, hit those area Best Buys, hit any other place that happens to have a Nintendo zone. You now walk away with 6 street passes. Awesome. I haven't tried it out for myself yet. I look forward to it. I'm tempted to go to Best Buy just to pick up 6 street passes. That's disgusting. I want my puzzle pieces. I want them, my precious. Excuse me. We'll leave it at that for a moment. When we get back, it's going to be venturing into the PlayStation area, PC, and then a little bit of news rants. Because my watch says it's time to go check the dryer. This is Flame Flash for the Epic Grand Return, Part 1. Taking a moment.